Colombian-born Siley Carrero moved to Australia a year ago, balancing work with her greatest passion, playing soccer. After a workplace incident that cost her right arm, she refused to give up the game. And today, she represents Football Queensland's futsal team for athletes with a disability and works as a wellness coach. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked Siley what first drew her to the sport she loves.
I've been playing football since I was like 8 years old. Oh, that's what I remember. I love soccer. I love soccer, futsal, all these kind of sport. Because I just feel when I'm playing, the time is just stop. It's disappeared. It's like you just enjoy the present moment, like fully enjoy. And for that reason, I really connect all my life with soccer. Because it's just go and enjoy and forget everything.
Now, what challenges did you face moving from playing football in Colombia, where you're coming from, to playing football in Australia?
It's a big challenge, just because the culture is different, of course. The way Colombian people play and the way Australian people play is totally different. I mean, it's not like a big difference, but in Colombian people, we are more like technique, more like dribbling, like passes. And I guess Australian is more fast doing this. Oh, they like to run a lot. Doing this is like the challenge for me also was the language. I remember when I was playing one game, one of the girls say, unlucky. And I was like, what you say, lucky, like crazy, something like that. I was thinking like that word. I was like, what? And I couldn't understand. Like, I was like, because of course my English at the moment was not that good. And I was like, and I say to one of my friends, why'd she say, like, I'm crazy lucky? And she say, no. Like she say, like, you could do it better. Like, that's not bad. Like, you almost scored the goal. That's not bad.
Speaking of the disability, you went through a life-changing workplace injury a few years ago. How did this affect your football career moving forward?
That was a big thing for me because, as I mentioned at the start, I love soccer. I really love soccer, and at the start for me was challenging just to know how to run. Sometimes we don't think about it, but when we run, we actually moving our arms to give that strength, that power to the run. For me, it was like that moment of depression because I couldn't do it how I used to do it. Also because of my accident, I lost my right arm. Then all the power from this part of my body is like disappear, but now it's changing to a different strength. But it's many challenges I face at the start. Sometimes in the game, I also have challenges like to protect the ball, because when we play soccer, we usually open our arms to just to protect the ball. That's one of the big challenges I have at the moment, because of course with one arm, people can just take the ball of me faster. But I try to adjust my body to protect the ball.
Now, my understanding is that you are a wellness coach and you're always posting motivational things on social media in both English and Spanish. Can you please tell us a little bit more about the work that you do on that aspect?
I remember when I was at the hospital. I was like a few days there, months there in the hospital. Like, and one day my brother came to me and say, Siley, what are you doing? Like, having this strange, you being here in this country, like, you should post that, like, out for people to know you, like. But in that moment, I was, like, with many things in my mind. Like, I couldn't think clearly about it. Like, I couldn't do it. And I was like, no, I need to focus in recover myself first. Like, I was, like, actually couldn't even walk. I was in my bed all the time there. I couldn't eat by myself. Then it was like, I wasn't thinking in that moment in like media, social media. And after, of course, I do the rehab. I got out of all this big challenge for me. I start thinking like, maybe I should do it. And then I start doing some, like I create an Instagram where I post everything about my accident or just to motivate people. And in that motivation, I start studying everything about wellness with people, talk about it, because sometimes we don't know what people is facing because we don't know what is inside. Like every person have a different challenge inside, but we don't know what is it.
Soccer player Siley Carrero there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.